You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The murder rate across Bay Area cities has risen in the last 2 years, reflecting national trends. But when a homicide happens in the city of Richmond, the chances that the assailant will be arrested are pretty low. In fact, the city has the second lowest clearance rates for homicides in the state of California. Why is that, and what's being done about it? The San Francisco Chronicle assigned a team, including data and investigative reporter Joaquin Palomino, to examine those questions. He sat down in studio with KALW's Ben Trefney to share some answers, beginning with what he found when he looked at information from the Department of Justice.
I looked at this data, and I was just sort of reviewing homicides and clearances over a five-year time period and noticed that in California, out of the police agencies that were handling, you know, relatively high number of homicides, Richmond had a really low clearance rate. In fact, like out of all police agencies in the state that were dealing with more than 10 homicides a year, they had the second to worst, second only to Compton. And so that prompted me to, you know, call Richmond and talk to them about it. And they said, oh, yeah, okay, the DOJ data, it's a little, there are some problems with it. They cited a technical error. So I requested their own, you know, sort of internal police records. And so the DOJ data shows that, you know, the Richmond police are clearing about, I think it's 27% of homicides, which is a really low number.
And how does that compare with some of the other big cities around the Bay Area?
So like Oakland, for example, they clear 40%. San Francisco clears about half of the homicides in the city. And this is between 2011 and 2015.
I mean, even those numbers don't sound that great.
They don't. No, and the statewide average is about 64-65%. And so it's sort of a little known fact that a lot of homicides go unsolved everywhere. And then Richmond, according to the DOJ numbers, it's you know, 27%. In their own figures, it's a little bit closer to 40%. But both of those are relatively low.
Still
for
low.
A large police agency. And so the first question is just why, right? Why are so many homicides going unsolved in Richmond? And so we talked to the police, we talked to the mayor, we talked to a bunch of people in the community, and sort of the consensus was, Richmond's a small city, it has a big crime problem. So they don't have the same sorts of resources that, say, you know, San Francisco has or even Oakland has. So their homicide investigation team is relatively small. They're handling a lot. They're handling violent felonies, they're handling homicides. They don't have the capacity to have, you know, for example, a cold case investigator, which investigates old homicides that are still open, which has been really effective in other places. And so that was one issue, is resources.
Even though they dedicate more resources to than a lot of other Contra Costa County communities.
Yeah, even then, just because considering its size, the amount of crime in that city is you know, pretty high. And then the other issue that the police were citing a lot was gang violence. A lot of the homicides in Richmond are gang related. And in those types of homicides, it's hard to get witnesses to talk. And a lot of that is that, you know, while according to the people we spoke with, while community police relations have improved, you know, overall big picture in the city of Richmond, there's still pockets of the city, you know, particularly where gun violence is prevalent, where there still is a distrust of the police. There still is sort of this reluctance to help with investigations because people either fear that, you know, the cops might not be able to protect them, or they do not want to cooperate with law enforcement.
That's Joaquin Palomino. He is data and investigative journalist for the San Francisco Chronicle. So as a data reporter, in this story, there are a lot of data sets that are presented graphically for the audience. It's really useful, and it's interesting to look at. What were some of the most interesting ones that you found?
So the overall homicide clearance rate in Richmond has hovered between 30% and 50% since 2006. But the number of cases that actually make it to court where there's a criminal complaint filed is much lower. It's always been 25% in some years. One year was only 1 in 5 homicides actually ended up in court.
It's so frustrating for victims.
Yeah. And so that's frustrating for victims. It's frustrating for police. And it really has an impact on public safety because particularly in Richmond, a lot of homicides are retaliatory. So if you don't catch the person, then there's a good chance that they may end up being the next victim, or someone else, like in the case that we profiled, may just end up sort of in the crossfire, and an innocent person as well may end up being killed. So yeah, that was probably the most interesting thing I saw in the data, and also just seeing the huge variation in clearances from city to city.
Well, one of those is particularly interesting to me, and you highlighted towards the end of the story about Santa Ana in Orange County. And the dramatic change they made in the clearances they were able to make on homicide cases. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so the Santa Ana Police Department was sort of dealing with similar things to Richmond in the late 1990s, early 2000s, where they were having, you know, a high number of gang-related homicides. Violence was increasing. Violent crime was increasing. They had a low officer-to-resident ratio. They didn't have a lot of resources. And they had a really, really bad clearance rate. Homicides were not being solved in that city.
It was 28%, it says, in 1993.
Yeah. And so they made it, the police chief at the time made it sort of a concerted effort to improve that number. And he invested tons of resources into, you know, the homicide investigation squad. He created a new unit that focused solely on gang-related shootings, or gang-related homicides, rather. And if you look at the data, it's kind of incredible. The homicide clearance rate just sort of steadily improves year after year after year. And at one point, they were even clearing homicides, not only all the homicides in a given year, but homicides from prior years as well.
Yeah, you described that as they were clearing more than 100% of homicides.
Yeah, which is, it's hard to wrap your mind around it, but basically they were solving old cases that had been backlogged. And even now, I mean, I looked at the data for 2015, I think it was 80%. I mean, it's still really, really high in Santa Ana. And yeah, Santa Ana is a different city than Richmond. You know, every city is unique and every city's crime problem is unique. But they did a lot of things sort of structurally within the department that helped them improve their investigations and then helped them solve murders. And so we thought that would be a great agency to profile. And honestly, there was a number of agencies in the state we could have chosen as well.
It's interesting that in the Bay Area, though, the numbers are generally in these cities below the state average of clearances. I mean, it's not just Richmond.
Yeah, San Francisco's below average. Oakland is below average over this time period.
I mean, Oakland has an understaffed police department and has had for quite a while, and dealing with a lot of other administrative issues for over a decade now. San Francisco has a pretty well-staffed police department and also a fairly small footprint as a city. So for them not to clear as many cases as the state average also seems like something's going on that's not all right.
Yeah, and that, I mean, I wish I knew why, but you know, maybe that's next follow-up story is looking at specifically San Francisco, but I, you know, I'm not sure what's going on there.
So what do you see as the best solutions then for cities that are facing these problems with clearance rates?
From most of the experts we talk to, I mean, there's sort of this divide. Some people say that the structure of the department doesn't play as big of a role as the nature of homicides. Others argue that, you know, how the police department deploys resources is actually key and really important in their homicide clearance rates. But most people agreed overall that improving community relations is best, because homicides in particular, I mean, you're dealing with witnesses. There's not always a lot of forensic evidence, and so you're relying on getting people to talk. And the best way to get people to talk is if they trust police. They trust that police can take care of them. They trust that, you know, they will be safe, and you know, they have generally good attitude towards law enforcement. And so that's something that Richmond really has done. They've been investing in community policing heavily, and so this takes time. It will take time to get people in certain areas where gun violence is prevalent to, you know, cooperate with law enforcement.